destroy you all.
Welcome, everyone, to Coffee and Combos, the fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game genre. I'm one of your hosts, Ty Ross, and with me, as always, is...
Garsty!
God, Ty. What was that?
That was me really winding up, but I had already sort of run out of breath, so like the inhale was just awful.
This is what the state of play does to a man. Nintendo Direct and state of play for you in one day, that's like a regular man going to Home Depot.
Yeah, we're recording this on the Tuesday, and I was like, oh yeah, sweet, we're getting this a State of Play and a Nintendo Direct all in one day. There's got to be some big announcements. Nintendo Direct was a big stinker.
Ty, is this like playoff basketball for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, even like when video game awards come around, I'm kind of like...
Who cares about awards? Come on.
Yeah, I mean... I care for like in the things that matter. When it's like best family game or whatever... Or like best action adventure. I want to know like who's winning like the actual artistic achievements. So then I just hit up like the BAFTAs instead.
Oh, you mean like film, not video game awards?
Oh, video games are in the BAFTAs too, right?
Oh, video games are in the BAFTAs? I had no idea.
Yeah, so I look for the winners in that where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I've never taken video games awards seriously because like it's obviously the most in the pocket form of media in the entire world.
It really feels that way, especially in the awards show.
Yeah, if you don't play ball, you don't get to play game. That's not so much a thing in the movie and TV industry. You can't withhold TV from reviewers.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, you really got to be on the inside to get to be able to play the game for a fucking month to have a review when you're allowed to release the reviews.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, eh? Like, the fuck?
You really got to play ball in this industry, which I'm sure it's like that in all media, but it seems to be with video games. It's the media of video games and the people who create it are one and the same.
You know what it is? It's the difference, like, sure, sports awards and like whenever they do, don't they do like a big NFL, like, you know, awards for whatever? And then like every sport does like MVP and whatever the fuck.
But that
right?
shit has like stats, you know?
Exactly. So with like film and games, it's like, what, this is just general opinion.
That's like gymnastics, you know? It's like being like,
yeah,
that flip felt better to me. Or like, yeah, dance competition.
Yeah, exactly.
That's more
that
akin
moved
to,
me more than the
yeah,
last.
Yeah, I was just feeling a little more. So, Ty, Nintendo, it didn't move you? It wasn't interpretive dance that brought you to tears?
No, man. And, like, their big thing was Breath of the Wild, and I'm not a big Breath of the Wild. I've never played it, so, like, I don't care.
Ty, every single 16-year-old boy and under stoked right now.
They're so happy.
This is their Halo.
Hey, did you see Fire Emblem Engage?
Ty, my eyes glazed over every time I saw anime eyes.
Dude, just look at how awful the main character design of this Fire Emblem game is. Oh my god. Oh my god. I like physically...
What's
cringed when I saw it.
Fire Emblem Engage?
Engage, yeah.
Man, it's I can't hear the word like, engage without thinking of N-Gage and like...
Did you have an N-Gage?
That'd be sweet if this game was on the N-Gage. No, I did not. What is this haircut?
Don't even get me started, man. It looks like shit.
And his eyes are like he's wearing 3D glasses. What the fuck is this?
And his outfit is also red and blue. It's like, stop. Just stop.
That's the pinnacle of overdesign right there.
Yeah, it looks awful. So horrible.
They took Marth and fucked him up.
So yeah, basically. So the Nintendo Direct did nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
And the hair crisscrosses in an X. Ugh, right over their nose. That's bad.
But hey, that's state of play though.
Ty, finally, we finally got to see it.
It Dude.
The Harry Potter game, baby.
PlayStation exclusive Harry Potter DLC.
You know when you saw those famous Harry Potter mannequins. You know the spooky Harry Potter mannequins that chase you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, when Harry Potter and the spooky mannequin that chased him, that was my second favorite book.
Harry Potter and the spooky mannequin.
That chased
I didn't
him.
Know that they added the Joker into Harry Potter lore as well.
That's actually been the main bad guy the whole time. Voldemort was a red herring. It was actually the Joker, baby.
And it all makes sense now.
Man, they're finally finishing the story. They've left us hanging for like a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Will they, won't they show that the Joker was behind it the whole time? Will they finally show who was behind the spooky mannequins?
I mean...
Yes, Ty.
They definitely teased the Joker at the end for sure.
Ty, the Joker's laugh was there.
Truly, like straight up.
We run into the, whatever, the Chamber of Secrets. We find Joker there. He's cut Ron's face off and is wearing it.
I could hope.
Ty, you know how much I love Harry Potter. I didn't just go on a rant in our group chat about a children's book just last week.
Dude, last week Carter just went off on Harry Potter and just basically running down the list of how shit it is and why it's so shit.
Ty, remember when they're like, speaking of fucking dungeons, remember when they're like, there's a troll in the dungeon?
Mm-hmm.
And Dumbledore's like, everyone back to your rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Slytherin's fucking in the dungeon. That's where their rooms are. Dumbledore sending them to their death, Ty.
Man, he didn't think that one through, huh?
That would have been way cooler if it was just Dumbledore dealing with the grief of murdering a whole house.
He's like, everyone, back to your rooms. And he's like, oh, wait, fuck. And he goes, wait, you know what?
The clearly evil one, let's just send them down. The one that we put all the evil kids in?
Okay, enough about stupid-ass Harry Potter, right?
What? Why, is there something else to talk about?
To our surprise, and I'm pretty sure a couple other people's surprise,
no one saw it coming.
The Stony State of Play.
Stony State of Play.
Opens up. The fucking first thing they show is Tekken 8.
Ty, what the fuck?
No lead in. It was incredible.
Everyone expecting something from old Capcom. Because they're the PlayStation babies.
Yeah, exactly.
They've always been close to PlayStation. Ty, who would have thought it'd be Tekken 8 that saves us from a Tekken Bloodlines episode?
I watched the last three episodes because I thought for sure we...
Before we get into the trailer, I want to say fuck Sony for not showing this at Evo.
Yeah, come on.
The crowd reaction would have been incredible.
Huge.
It would have been way cooler. I know they know that we're all going to buy it anyway, but, and this did have like 60,000 viewers on just the mainstream alone.
That's pretty good.
But it really should have been shown at Evo. Come on.
Yeah. So, Carter, we have Tekken 8. Would you like me to run down what we saw? For everyone at home.
Yeah, let them know what we saw, because I'm sure our listener base hasn't watched the trailer. They're not obsessive fighting game people.
Okay, so it opens up Bandai Namco or whatever the fuck. And then straight up, I'm watching it again on YouTube, and it says smack dab in the middle of the screen, Unreal Engine. I'm telling you right now, I was wrong. And what a dumbass I was for thinking they were using their new engine.
Absolute dumb idiot, Ty.
I'm a stupid, dumb idiot, and they're using Unreal Engine, of course.
This
of
is
course.
Real-time rendered footage captured from a title in development.
That's what it says. Now, let's set the friggin' stage here, quite literally, almost. The trailer opens up on a bunch of busted-ass G-Corp stuff, right? Like
in the helmet of Carmine from Gears of War. Guest character, maybe?
Carmine for Gears guest character coming up. And then shit is just littered all over the place. and it zooms out, and we see two figures standing amongst a bunch of rubble and rocks with like three massive hurricanes swirling in the background, yeah. Balls of flame flying everywhere.
Looks kind of like the precipice of fate.
It does, yeah. But yeah. If precipice of fate like cranked it up to
hell
11,
mode, yeah.
There's a huge tanker ship in the background that's cracked in half, sinking, and it's just like pissing rain, absolutely pissing rain.
That rain, the moment I saw it, I was like, oh shit, we're not going to be using this stage on tournaments.
That's exactly the first thing I thought too.
And Ty, this scene it says to everyone, hey, you last gen fucks and you toaster PC boys, best get upgrading.
That's right, because Tekken 8 is this gen only, no longer any fucking last gen. It is PS5, Xbox Series S and X, and Steam, or whatever, you know.
There's no way those things could handle that many swirling dervishes.
This is the Unreal Engine fucking, what, 5, 6? Who 12? Knows what they're on now?
So, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
We zoom in. We're on the boys.
Yeah.
Jin and his papa.
His papa. Now, Jin's... I'll have to ask you a question later about Jin, okay?
Okay.
But right now, Jin shows up and he's like, people like us, we don't fucking deserve to live in this world. And Kaz
hits him
back.
What does he mean
back,
by that, Ty?
The devil Jin boys, probably.
Mm. So not people from Japan.
He's become like fucking racist.
I was just thinking maybe he destroyed all of Japan and that's where we are right now.
Nice. And then Kaz hits him back with like, Jesus Christ, you were always such a weeb.
Yeah, he's like, you really were a punk bitch. We're literally the devil.
Yeah. And then we get the announcer, the in-game announcer actually says, fight.
I love
which
that
I thought
he's
was
there.
Kind of funny.
Man, so the back and forth faces here.
Dude, let's talk about how they look.
My Lanta, I would hate to be Street Fighter 6 right now. because
Street Fighter 6 is still cross-generation.
Still cross-generation, but Ty, we are about to, I spoke about in the last episode, have the old Street Fighter living in the past graphically. Well, Tekken really pushing the envelope. And Ty, remember how the drought started? I think it started exactly that way.
Yeah, I suppose.
And
so.
And Third Strike was like a good ass game. It's just people visually weren't attracted to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Street Fighter 6 looks like a good ass game.
But that's the thing. Is people are visually attracted to Street Fighter 6 for now.
Ty, I think this game just kicked down the door waving the 4-4.
I mean, it did for sure. I was in my living room just shitting my pants.
Yeah, Ty, I did a classic move I do. I brought both of my feet up onto my chair.
You tucked them in real close.
I tucked them in close like I was about to pounce or something, like I was being cornered. I wasn't ready for what I was seeing. And Ty, I wasn't let down.
No, because it truly looks really great. And then these guys square off and they just kick the shit out of each other. It's awesome.
Looks like a next-gen game.
It really does.
I haven't seen a lot of next-gen games. And finally,
yeah,
one
like
I want
only,
to play.
Right? Yeah. I just want to call to attention as these guys are sort of throwing hands. We're getting a lot of slow-mo stuff. We're getting a lot of camera angles zooming in and out and shit like that, but that's mostly probably for just cinematic effect.
And we're getting all sorts of just classic Kazuya, Jin yep. strings. We're getting the axe kicks. We're getting just the regular ass 1-2s, Ty. Then we get Jin's kick in the jaw and kick him while he's up in the air.
Yes, so good.
But in the midst of all this, Ty, what is with Kazuya getting Popeye arms? He lukes out here.
Yeah, he does the guile.
He pumps his muscles up. This is becoming a real trend in fighting games.
Okay, I'll be honest. When he did that, I was like, what the fuck? But then I watched it back. They didn't grow all that big. It was almost just like he just flexed or something.
Okay, because when I first watched it, I was like, oh shit, are we getting like steroid mode or something?
Yeah.
Because he definitely, like he Popeye spinaches real hard.
He does. That's a good sort of question to keep in your back pocket. Because like, is that a new thing or is it just for cinematic effect? Who knows?
So yeah, they're trading strings. They're hitting back and forth. Having a good old classic Jin Kazuya battle. Someone's trying to get the Oki. Kazuya gets the knockdown. Jin on wake up. He's deciding if he's about to get hell sweeped or what's coming, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
He's guessing the 50-50 here. Ty, what does this noob fucking bitch-ass Jin player do?
He just runs up and fucking...
He wake up ultras on his ass.
He wake up. I was going to... Did we talk about when he gets a double electric? But right after he gets double electric.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. He does get hit with a double electric because he knocks him on his ass. But we're in the wake up here. We're Jin's...
Okay. But before we get to Jin's straight up Ethong special, there is, which is I'm sort of taking as a they're bringing it back and they're keeping it, is the slow-mo, you know, you're almost hitting the other person, they're almost hitting you, who's going to get the first hit kind of thing.
Yeah, so.
That's definitely coming back.
Yeah, do you think we're going to be getting more slow-mos? This is something I was going to ask in the predictions, but I feel like the slow-mo aspect is something they're super proud of. Seems like something people love. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's just undeniably great.
The clips that go popular for people who aren't famous players anymore are crazy slow-mo clips generally.
Yeah. I think, yes, we're going to get a lot more slow, or we're going to keep the slow-mo, but then, you know, when sort of Jin does like, you know, all those moves where it sort of cuts away to a different angle and it does like the thing, you know,
you think
like
it's
Lars
gonna do
grabbing
cinematic
you by the
angle.
Yeah, I think we're going to get more cinematic angles.
I hope it's not during the slow-mo, because I feel like that would be very disorienting.
No, I think slow-mo will be the same. I think it'll be moves where, like, you know, this is like the Jin kicks him in the chin up in the air.
Yeah, like animation moves. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The giant swing will have a cooler animation now and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Imagine if we just got giant swing, but it just focused on
their face
as they're being
swung
around.
I would hate playing King. I'd be feeling sick after like three.
Yeah, I hope they're not. I hope they don't go too wild.
That's my fear. That's my fear. I hope they don't use too many cinematic cameras, but I know that is the stuff that gets people interested.
It's like hype to watch, but when you're playing, you're like, ah, fucking, okay, we're back at it.
I'm tired of it. As long as they're like short and sweet, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. You're right. Jin, he does the wake up rage art.
Yeah, Jin knocked on his fucking ass. He's deciding on Oki. He should just hold back at this point. But he knows Kazuya's a noob ass bitch and he's playing very aggressive. So he starts wave dashing in there, but Jin stands straight up, pops his rage art tie. And what the fuck? What the hell is this? What the hell am I tie? Does Jin have control over his devil powers?
I think that's where we're at in Tekken 8. Jin, he Sephiroths this shit. He basically turns on his powers, grows one wing, and then it disappears and it focuses into his arm.
Ty, you're telling me this guy can go sicko mode whenever he wants?
He's going sicko mode.
So, are we going to condense old Jim and Double Jim into one character?
God, I hope so.
Because, Ty, I don't know if you recall an old leak we covered. But
I don't. It
did suggest that this was going to happen.
Shit, okay.
So we might have to go back to that old leak, Ty, and give it a little scan, because there might be some credence to what they were saying.
Ugh, is that the one where they said it's going to focus on Alyssa?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, no, I don't like that leak. Well, so, whatever.
Yeah, Jin becomes Sephiroth, one wing devil.
One wing angel? Come on, man.
Well, no, he's a devil. Come on.
Oh, it's true. He's a devil. You're right.
Come on.
Yeah,
you know I'm the biggest Final Fantasy fan in the world.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I think it's not for total little bitch boys.
What?
That's what I think. I don't think that is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And so he flies through them, then stands there, catches a feather of his devil wing.
Uh-huh.
Looking real mean. They both got their devil eyes.
Yep.
And then he seems to transform back.
Yeah.
Ty, I think I'm in on that one. I think it's one character.
Me too. I think that's all, and I think it's a great choice, because just having the Devil Jin other slot is like, he's such a dumb character.
It was such a nothing character. It was just
lame.
And explaining it to someone who hasn't played before, I was like, yeah, here's Jin, and here's better Jin. Yeah, you might want to play better Jin. I know Jin looks cooler, but better Jin's, well, he's better.
He's better. Yeah, he's got annoying, stupid wings and shit, but, you know.
So, I think smart move by them. And then the tie.
Mm-hmm.
The Tekken 8 logo, made of the chains of Devil Jin.
Yeah, the chains break, and two links are still there, and they form an 8.
What a nice balance between, like, the late 90s aesthetic of Tekken and modern logo design. I think they really struck a nice line there.
Dude, can we talk about them striking the line of old Tekken games and new in the music choice?
In just about everything, Ty.
I think this is really like such a solid trailer.
Ty, I think I knew what you were going to bring up earlier, and I think it does it well also. Ty, the flame pants.
I was going to ask, Ty, what do you think of Jin's new pants?
They look like they're like traditional Japanese like aesthetic.
Yeah.
But it's like it's flame stylized that way, which I think is really cool.
It looks like flames like that are forming, what are they called? Hanya, like a Hanya mask, like those.
Oh, Ty, asking the wrong person. Masks.
H-A-N-N-Y-A, I think. H-A-N-N-Y-A.
But I think they are knocking it out of the park on these redesigns, because it looks like Kazuya and Jin are just in their Tekken 3 outfits with a little extra stuff on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Jin stopped tucking his coats into his pants.
I like Jin's... Jin now has like... almost like belts tied around his biceps too.
Yeah, he's got the 80s wrestler bicep belts, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And Ty, not to rag on Street Fighter 6 logo reveal, but remember the Street Fighter 6 logo reveal?
Yeah, this one is much better.
Oh, man. And I know, Ty, you're not supposed to compare Street Fighter and Tekken because they're not similar. But man, these games will never not be mentioned in the same breath.
That's true, because now this year and into the next year, we are going to have two games competing basically. Sure, yes, they're different genres, 3D, 2D, whatever, or subgenres, sorry. But like these two games will be marketing.
Do you think that matters to old Billy Fuckface down the street? Buying a fighting game?
Yeah, exactly.
He's picking one of two.
Yeah.
And so now we got these two button heads again. It's the old wars.
Which is awesome. This is what you need.
Competition's good.
Yeah, exactly. Good competition between these companies. Because, like, what the fuck?
So, Ty, the trailer comes to an end. How do you feel?
I'm so jazzed, man.
Yeah, I have... Like, I don't like how overly anime it was.
See?
But I love like, everything else.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Tekken has always, like rode the fine line of being like, okay, we are anime, but we're not, like, so fucking over the top.
But we're not alienate our audience anime.
Yeah. And like, this is still riding that fine line, but they like cranked it up like
they're slowly getting one. They're slowly going too far with the cool catching the feather, being swanky with it.
Yeah.
You gotta cut that shit out. You can't be styling on the guy in a fight. That's not Tekken, you know?
It's all right. There's probably still some folks who are all business.
Yeah, I need to see some people doing the business. But I guess the story's always been very anime, shooting lasers and fighting ogres, but...
Totally.
But man, that was some of the most anime shit I've seen. And I just watched Nintendo Direct.
And I just looked at the Fire Emblem Engage main character.
Yeah.
All right, Carter, I got a question for you. Or a few. At one point, Kazuya backsteps an uppercut and whiff punishes Jin's dumb ass.
Yeah. Makes him look like an amateur.
Is there gonna be... I'm total... Like, this is me just really fucking digging hard.
Dig. That's what we're
Will
here for.
Will there be a spot dodge mechanic? Just spot dodge. Not a sway or anything. Just like a... Can do a little quick, like, whoop. You miss me.
No, I don't think so. That's what sway is.
Exactly. Like, that would, like, ruin characters like Steve or something.
Steve, Paul, also, right. Any character with a sway, that's kind of a spot dodge. That's the Tekken version.
Yeah.
And Tekken kind of still works within the realm of your 3D model's always there. A spot dodge kind of, like, makes you... It just... In my understanding of spot dodge is like full invincibility for a few frames.
Yeah, exactly.
And that just doesn't feel very Tekken. Although, like, there are things like that, but that's something like Yoshimitsu gets that type of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. The weather. We see moments where he's kicking Kazuya or Kazuya's kicking Jin, or they're like even just punching through the air, and you can see the water from like the rain. That shit I love. But, or do you think we're going to have weather options, like turn weather on or off, or even have like snow or not?
I think it will probably work the same way it kind of works in Tekken, where you have round one weather, round two weather, round three, round final, you know?
I can dig it, yeah. Like you just fucking dunk someone onto a stage and now you're in like lava somehow.
I do really hope that they get rid of... Or they do allow you to turn it off, though. I don't know. When I was taking screenshots when I was watching this, The weather, it really kind of obfuscates things. It makes it really kind of hard to pay attention to what you're looking at or like get a good look at what you're seeing.
Yeah, I hope we can like toggle it. Like it looks really cool if I just want to like casually play with some friends. But like if I'm really trying to get serious, man.
I know how online goes and people will choose the one that gives you the least frame drops or whatever. And people will hypothesize or there will be some test that shows some stage has the best. So never use the fucking rainy stage.
Yeah.
That shit always happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd like to be able to turn it off.
I got one last question for you. The graphic style is very much just... as I would say, next-gen Tekken. Like, if you... Next-gen Tekken 7. Like, if you looked at Tekken 7, and you look and you're like, I think, you know, let's upgrade this thing, that's what it looks like. Would you have liked to have seen a more drastic change to characters, art style, something like that?
No. Not at all.
You want... I think Tekken...
Tekken has been on a steady incline... of doing their thing and slowly upgrading it. They've kept true to themselves from the start, which, like, it pays off. We're seeing it pay off.
Yeah.
One thing I really don't like about Street Fighter is it's unsure of who the fuck it is, what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I just, you know, I still think Street Fighter 4 looks better than Street Fighter 5 and Street Fighter 6.
I mean, definitely better than 5, but debatable for 6. Like, I get you. I like the look of Street Fighter 4. Some people don't, but...
But, like, Tekken never feels like a downgrade because they are taking what they have and building on it every time.
Yeah, and man, this looks so good.
This looks like an next-gen game. Like,
yeah.
Kazuya's face looks fucking sick. He looks cool as hell.
No, it's wild. He truly looks so good, man.
I'm just thinking, like, the other characters, I'm excited to see them in this style.
Me too. Now, before we move on, because we're going to talk about a lot of Tekken, I think, this episode.
This is the Tekken 8.
So everyone just sort of strap in. This is the Tekken 8 episode. Before we move on, since this was shown at the State of Play, the PlayStation blog did a little write-up by none other than Harada himself.
What did he have to say, now, Ty? What's he letting us in on?
I'm going to sort of run down the blog here because some people are probably like, oh, well, like, you know, what if the camera angles are this, or what if they're this, or what if blah, blah, blah. Hopefully, Harada's words can sort of set things right, but they're still kind of like, okay, it's clearly in development. What he says is, this certain part of the game that we saw is from Tekken 8's story mode played on PlayStation 5. In other words, all the character models that we see, the backgrounds, and the effects are the same ones that are used in-game. This was captured in story mode, but yeah, it's not a pre-rendered movie made for the trailer, but rather real-time rendered footage running at 60 frames a second, similar as to how you would experience in game versus mode. Of course, some of the effects, dialogue, camera angles currently being updated and may change when the game launches.
Did we have the final stage from... I guess we did.
What's that?
I think in the final stage from Tekken 7, did we actually get like the stage to play on with buddies?
Yeah, that's the precipice of yeah. fate.
No, that's I the guess. It's the volcano one.
Oh, yeah, right. Fucking... I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precipice of Fate reskinned.
Because I was wondering if maybe this is just like this stage because it's ridiculous. I was thinking maybe yeah. it's just for the story.
Yeah.
And maybe we won't actually play on it against people because there's so much fucking going on and the rain's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Harada says there are battle effects that are used in this title, or battle stage effects that are used in this title. And we, of course, are working hard to enhance the quality even further. In the latest version of the work-in-progress build, the quality is dynamically improving each day with the giant tanker that we see on the stage moving closer to the shore in the background, and large flames flare up near where the characters are standing. And we hope to see you. We hope you look forward to seeing them in-game. One last thing he says.
Ooh, time getting shivers, legitimately.
It would be so cool, eh? Like, shit in stages.
It's a next-gen game.
The lighting will be so good.
There's nothing holding them back from this actually working.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a nice feeling.
So, he says, lastly, this new entry will focus on the father and son showdown between Kazuya and Jin.
What? Oh my god, what? They're gonna do that? They're gonna do that fight? They're gonna show them fight? What?
As for the meaning of the scene in the trailer and how significant it is to the main story, well, we look forward to you finding out when it releases. And then he says,
do you think that's the very start?
Yeah, I do think it is the very start. I think this is like...
he just killed Heihachi?
Yes, totally. And then Jin's like, bro, my grandpa.
Grandpapa.
And then he comes in, and then all this shit, like, and then G-Corp shows up, and then they have, like, a huge clash, and everything blows up, yeah, and then Jin all this cataclysmic Kazuya shit happens.
Both control their devilly powers. They fly up, shoot beams at each other. It blows up totally. The city. Everything goes crazy. Everyone's dead. Then they land, and they go, people like us shouldn't exist.
Exactly.
And then he's like, Zomeka Jin Kazama.
Oh, my God. And then they fight. And then Harada ends it with, the game is still in development, so I'm afraid we will have to ask you to wait a little longer. The entire dev team is working hard to make this title worth the wait, so thank you so much for your support. Carter, this is a 2024 game.
Early 2024, please. They said stay tuned. I fucking hate that.
I know.
Hate it. Ty, did you see PlayStation not show PC or anything? Everyone briefly was like, what, PlayStation exclusive? And then they're like, oh, no, that's just PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's just PlayStation losing the console. Ty, how did the console wars flip?
The console wars flip because PlayStation just was like, oh, so like we make a lot of money and people don't really care what we do. And then
Xbox on our laurels.
Like, yes, exactly. Resting on their laurels. And then Xbox is finally like, listen.
You guys ever hear of Call of Duty?
Oh, dude. In like 5 years, they're going to be laughing.
Man, that's the best buy you could ever make.
It's insane. Yeah. They fucking nailed it.
Ty, I got a letter from Harada.
Oh, my God. You did?
Yeah.
What's Harada say?
He was asking for us to vet some characters for him.
Okay, yeah.
For the new roster.
Uh-huh.
They brought a lot of characters in with Tekken 7.
Yeah.
And Harada knows. He says in this letter, he says he knows half these characters are dog shit and they were accidents from the start.
Right.
And he says, I should have put a jiu-jitsu character in there, a Dagestani wrestler, at least. He
said, yeah, and then it says,
I kept wanting to do
parentheses.
That.
Sorry.
Then they, you know, funds weren't there.
Mm, the classic funds weren't there.
Funds just weren't there, he says.
Okay.
So he starts us off, which I'm amazed this one's even, he can just take it or leave this one, apparently, Ty. Akuma. Will we take Akuma back? And we have to be logical here, Ty.
Okay. Will Akuma almost be like how he's an original, what is he, original Soul Cal character?
Akuma?
Or is he an original Tekken character?
Akuma?
No. Sorry, Yoshimitsu. I'm thinking Yoshimitsu in my head.
Oh, why are we talking about Yoshimitsu?
Just roll with me for a second.
Okay. He is originally a Tekken character.
I think he is, right? Yeah. And then Soul Calibur adopted him forever and ever.
Yes.
What if Akuma becomes the character that Tekken adopts forever and ever?
But they don't own Akuma.
Yeah, oh, yeah, shit, you're right. They're both Bandai Namco properties.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Akuma's not coming back. He was a one and done.
Okay, Harada, X that one.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Claudio Serafino.
Oh, please, get rid of that guy. Fuck.
Yeah, he's gone in the trash. He's a nothing character. See you later, bye.
Bye, yeah.
Fakumra.
If they could change his fucking shitty model, bring him back.
Bring him back.
Or you know what? I lied. Get rid of him, replace him with Bruce.
Okay, yeah. We'll take that. Next, Geese Howard.
I'm sorry, Geese. You got to get out of here, man.
Got to go. No more 2D characters, Harada.
No more.
Gigas.
No, get out of here, dude.
Come on, Ty. We could maybe do something with this guy.
No, he's trash.
We could figure he punches the ground and he yells. I like that.
He's just bad.
Okay. I reluctantly will put an X beside his name.
Okay, sorry.
Josie Rizal.
Change her personality and
you have
you're
to
good
just kill
go.
The character. You have to put that character down.
Okay, put her down.
Yeah. Bolt back that of that one. Katarina Alves.
Just put her down.
Absolute nothing character. You either have to up her. She just becomes a femme fatale, which we already have, like Nina and
way better ones, yeah.
Yeah, Anna, who kind of fit that way better. Another X, yeah. Kazumi. I could do without.
I could take or leave. Like,
Kazumi
I'm not,
feels like the Jinpachi, the
June. I mean, well, that's just probably sacrilege, sorry.
Yeah, it's definite. You're going to get mad people for that one. But like the passing, Kazama, Mishima.
Yeah.
There's just one in every game that we just kind of, we stroll on past.
Totally.
Leroy Smith.
Bring him back. He's dope.
Yeah, he rules. There's no way he's not coming back.
Yeah, he's sick.
He's coming back. Lydia Sobieska. Definitely coming back.
You think so? Eh? I guess she's really new.
You are crazy if you don't think this character's coming back. I think this is probably the most popular DLC character.
In terms of like people actually playing her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like Fock is up there and then probably her.
I don't know. I really felt like I was the only one online.
A Fakumra?
Yeah, I felt like one maybe. Lydia's all over the damn place. Lucky Chloe.
No.
Ty, she's staying. My baby girl's staying.
I know. Just no. Get her
she's
out
staying,
of here.
Ty. I have the paper here. I'm putting a check mark beside it.
Okay, fine.
Nothing you can do about it. Master Raven.
Bring back Raven.
yeah, get rid of her. We need male Raven back.
Just give him like a big beard too, and he's like older.
I don't know why Harada felt the need to ask this one. Negan.
Oh, obvious. Dude, come on. You keep that guy.
Yeah, that's the main character. I'm surprised that's not who we got in the trailer. Should have been like the good, the bad, and the ugly situation.
Three.
The three of them standing there.
It's one of those new versus battle modes.
Yeah, that would have been... Wah, 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 and then Negan just baseball bats both of them.
Wah, wah, wah.
So obviously, biggest check mark, two huge check marks and a circle around his name and an underline.
1,000%.
I'm actually going to go grab another pen to underline in a different color.
Make sure he really knows.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And Noctis Lucius Callum.
Noctis Lucius Callum. Get rid of him.
Yeah, this game, two anime already. This character will tip the scales and potentially ruin the profits of this game. So I think it's a huge risk putting him in here.
Man, it's wild that we're going to get Tifa and Kiryu in the fucking Tekken 8.
Let's not get Tifa. Come on.
Nah, I'm sorry, man. We're going to get
fans. I really don't want them over here. And Ty, Shaheen.
Keep him, but flesh out his moveset more.
Yeah, and I don't know. Is he like a rich playboy? I don't even know what his deal is.
I don't know either.
That was the one thing about Tekken 7 is these side characters, they did not get fleshed out. I have no idea what any of them really do outside of Lydia.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone, and Fakumra.
Give Shaheen a little more spotlight, a little more love.
We need to flesh these guys out. So Ty, returning from Tekken 7 for us, we have Fakumra, we have Leroy Smith, we have Lydia Sobieska.
Uh-huh.
You really wanted Lucky Chloe, so we let that one slide through.
Of course, yeah.
We have Negan, that's an obvious one, and Shaheen.
Wow.
I'm fine with them coming back.
Can we make sure we destroy all the code for Vampire Lady as well?
Oh, right. Eliza.
Oh, yeah, can we like legit...
And it's too close to Elisa, and Eliza's too close to Elisa. Yeah. Yeah, it's too much. We have to destroy it for that alone.
MIB mind wipe her from everyone's fucking existence. Please, please, please.
And Ty, please. I'll give you one more. So Harada's giving us a little choice here.
Okay.
He says both of you can select one character out of these. Who will return, which is, you know.
Sure.
I'm surprised he's only letting us choose one. We should be able to choose as many as we want.
It's gracious enough. Thank you, Mr. Harada. I guess
so. So, Ty, these were the characters. It seems the characters who weren't in Tekken 7. We got Bruce, June, Christy, Roger, Wang, Ogre, Male Raven, Mokujin, JC, or Dr. Bostanovich?
Ooh. All right. This will be a weird one. But I'm going to go Wang.
That's not weird at all, Ty. That's a fucking good pick. Wang's an awesome character.
Right?
That is a lost character archetype. The old sensei man.
Hell yeah.
With the silken beard.
Just like hunched, always hunched over, but he's a fucking god at Kung Fu.
But he's a weapon, yeah. Really love that archetype. I would love to see Wang return. I love Wang.
I love Wang, man. Carter, who are you picking?
I'm really torn here.
Okay.
Actually, to say I'm torn is being disingenuous, because obviously it's fucking Bruce.
Ain't no way we're not getting Bruce back. Come on.
I need Bruce, but Ty, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to see a fucking Roger.
I was thinking about that too. Roger or Al. Dude, imagine Alex. Bring Alex back.
I kind of want a boxing gloved, some sort of animal in this engine, Ty. I think it'd look really cool, and it would give these fucking bear players someone else to play.
Yeah, what if we as a guest character, brought in Roo, which is just a boxing kangaroo, but from Streets of Rage.
Oh, I thought you meant the little one from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That would be good. I was actually going to ask Ty. Well, it wasn't me. Sorry. Ty. Harada also wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also asked, do we have any guest character ideas?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Ty, who's your dream guest character?
My dream guest character would be someone from Streets of Rage. Either Shiva or Axel, 100%. It would be so sick.
Ty, what the fuck? Who are these people?
They're so dope, dude. Shiva is like a fucking kung fu master, long hair, don't care, Liu Kang style. Oh, man, he does like a cool like punch.
That's where a cool he goes like punch.
Right through you. And then Axel, of course, is just, you know, blonde hair, bearded, flannel tied around his waist, and he's just kicking the shit out of you.
He does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ty, you could have pulled from fucking anything, though. And you're pulling from Streets of Rage?
Because Streets of Rage 4 truly ignited my love for that franchise. It's so good, and they need to be in a fighting game.
Damn. Okay.
I know I had to leave my boy behind, Kiryu.
Yeah, I was expecting something a little more milk toast, you know, the Kiryu pick.
Well,
but the guy left fields us.
Man, remember when I found out milk toast was spelled M-I-L-Q-U-E?
Yeah, and it's a one word.
Yeah, I thought it was just straight up milk, like 2%.
Milk and toast, yeah, drinking milk and toast.
Okay, who do you got for like a guest character? Because you know it's going to happen.
Well, Harada's asking us, and Ty, I got to bring my boy in. Ty, I got to have Wolverine. Fucking imagine that shows up in the story mode. You try shoehorning Akuma in there, imagine Wolverine shows up, bub.
That would be awesome. He just gets a devil gene lasered into a skeleton, and then he thinks he's won, but he just gets right back up, regenerates all his organs.
He's like, shing, shing, with schnicked. What is
schnicked?
Schnick, schnicked. And you hear that behind, and then fucking boom, cuts Kazuya's head off. That's the end of him.
And he's like, we're not done here, bub.
We're not done here, bub. And then he runs through Kazuya and kills Jin. And then we're like, is that really how the story ends? Wolverine kills them both? Fucking credits roll.
That's a great ending. Love it. I'm just worried that Wolverine's going to have an annoying-ass dive kick.
I'm guaranteeing it, Ty. And you can have that one where he runs and he appears on the other side of you and knocks you up.
Fuck, Wolverine.
Yeah, get him in here.
Yeah, this is some good ass
shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, damn. What a roster. It's going to have fucking two characters from Streets of Rage no one's heard of. It's going to have Wang. It's going to have Bruce. And it's going to have Wolverine.
You know what? If there could be another Streets of Rage character, get Max in here. He's just a wrestler.
Why not,
and he's huge.
I'm writing back to Harada right now.
Yeah, thanks, Arata. Just put those names into the hat, and then when they eventually sort through it all and just pick one at random, we'll see what happens.
Ty. So Tekken 8, we're going to have to sink thousands of hours into a new game.
I know.
Thousands and thousands of new hours. And Ty.
At least we'll have the legacy skill, right?
We'll have the legacy skill. It will be there for us. But do you know what I'm praying is there for us, Ty?
What's that?
Cross-plan rollback.
That's legit. It's all next gen. PC, Xbox, fucking PlayStation 5. Just make it cross-play. And the rollback, just right after. Come on.
They really have to say it. They have to say those words.
Straight up, that could cement Tekken 8 as like the best next generation fighter.
Easily.
Like, yeah.
Bar none.
Yeah.
They have to say those words or I won't pre-order it, Ty. I'm setting my foot down.
You refuse.
They have to say those words.
Crossplay and rollback.
If I don't see those words, I'm not getting that limited edition special flame pant. You see, I'm giving up some amazing pre-order bonus, I'm sure.
Dude, could you imagine if you get Jin's new fucking gi pants?
Oh, and the pre-order bonus? Holy shit.
I would pre-order so fast.
I'd be wearing those around the house all day, every day. Ty, do you have any more dreams for Tekken 8?
Any more dreams? I really want cool... It's going to like sound lame, but I just want more... I want the weather effects. I do.
They are cool.
Because like punching through the rain to me, I don't know what it is. There's something about it that's so sick. Let me see the water as I'm uppercutting someone.
It is pretty sweet.
It's sweet. Let me punch someone's wet hair and make it dry. That's how hard I punch them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm down for that, Ty. The weather effects, let's put it up there high on the list.
Imagine this. It's like a fucking stupid blizzard stage. And then if you do like a big sweeping kick, the snow where you kicked is gone because you like in the air. You know, it leaves like and a cool streak up behind. The air.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Oh, I hope, weather effects affect your clothes and stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like imagine some fucking king with his cape. If it's really windy, it's just flowing.
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me started on cape physics.
What would you like? One last little thing.
One last little thing, Ty?
Yeah.
More than I want my jiu-jitsu character.
You need one.
More than I want my jukebox character.
Oh, shit. Okay, more than you
character.
Want.
Character.
Okay.
My jukebox. I want a character as a jukebox. Ty,
every time you punch it, the song changes.
Song changes, yeah. You just get a new Tekken song, you rotate through.
That's awesome.
Ty, I want reduced downtime between my matches. I don't want to get ready for the next
battle. Yes!
I don't want a big fire. I want to finish my match. I want to be in the next match.
I want to be in and out. I mean, when I fucking hit the rematch button or when I go back to the screen, please, like, come on, please.
Ty, when I see people wishing for things for Tekken, I see people asking for Tekken Force, you know? That's a big one people ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
In modern game design, you can't put Tekken Force in.
No.
You can't have a haphazardly tacked on game mode. You will get criticized for lack of polish.
Although,
and how it's just attacked on game mode.
Although, do you see that one state of play game called Stellar Blade, where it's just like that girl running around action game?
Yeah, you mean Bayonetta Nier 2?
Yeah, Bayonetta Nier 2.
Bayonier.
Is the PS2 action like game coming back?
It never left. It never left. There's a new one of these every 3 years to keep the weebs satiated so they can get... Pay DeviantArt artists.
Bring back the God Hands of the world, the Devil May Cry 3s.
We're gonna see this character's tits and ass and cooch.
Speaking of,
over and over for the next decade.
Oh,
actually,
sorry.
The rest of our life, Ty. That's what this type of game is. It's Nier.
Yeah,
no one talks about Nier anymore. I see a picture of that Nier girl every week on something.
2B, yeah. She's dude. You know Ayana, Space Thickness from fucking Rainbow Six?
Yeah.
She's getting a 2B legendary.
Of course she is.
It makes no sense.
They target horny weebs with these games.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's such an easy just like formula you gotta do. You know, heroic girl who's a blank slate that you can project things onto.
Right. Also, don't forget Jiggle Physics. They're holding it down, Stellar
Jiggle
Blade.
Jiggle Physics revealing outfit.
Okay, enough about stinking old Stellar Blade, okay?
So yeah, I'm just saying Tekken Force, it can't be added.
It can't be added. You're right.
It will knock review scores down 2 points. And you know, you just can't have that anymore.
Well, unless hold on. What if Tekken Force is the new treasure battle?
Yeah, I would love that, but I would love that. I'm just saying modern game design doesn't allow you to just throw in like ugly ass games where you can't target things properly and you're just kind of like clipping through walls and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will just be like people will be like, this game sucks.
I don't love it. I get it, but I don't love it.
I would bring back Tekken Ball, you know? Let me play Tekken Ball online 2v2.
Yeah, that shit is precise. Come on.
Yeah, like that's goofy enough. Tekken Force, I just feel like people would expect so much from it. And it cannot deliver without being a completely new game.
Carter, in the Discord, Gouda and Evil wrote in. He says, what would be the best stage that hasn't been done yet? Bonus question, why should it be a Waffle House? And then Ethong really quick says, the crack shack of an apartment that Carter lives in.
Fuck, dude. Come on.
You really came for blood.
Dude, my apartment's fine. The ones around it.
Okay. I've been in your apartment. It's great.
My apartment's nice.
It's just the surrounding apartments and the people.
You know, it's the diamond in the rough.
Okay. But for this question, I think we could rope it in to the Tekken 8 as sort of our episode ender here. What do you think?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. What would be the best stage that hasn't been done yet? A Tekken stage that could be featured in Tekken 8. What comes to mind, Cardi?
I would like a saloon style bar.
Oh, awesome.
I think that would be a lot of fun. As a Miguel stage.
Ooh, yes. That would be sick.
Get him a, oh my god, if your character has a stage, they should have a special intro on the stage. Imagine Miguel standing up from the bar after taking a shot or something, and then you fight. How cool would that be?
Yo, that would be so sick. I'm so in.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Or just one that would be a, speaking of my crack shack and apartment, one that would be a logistical nightmare that I think would be cool. Ty, give me a hallway stage.
So, you're stealing it straight from my mind.
Oh, did I steal? Did I incept you?
It is. I know people listen. It's Tekken. It's a 3D fighter. As soon as you sidestep and it's just two walls at your back, each character, it would be fucked. But imagine.
Camera just having a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. But imagine this. A apartment complex derelict, basically. Like, almost like, imagine if your character show up in The Raid.
I was thinking The Raid also.
That's what I'm thinking. Or Old Boy, you're right. Like a hallway fight scene. Pretty much, yeah.
Every time I come home after drinking to my apartment, I feel like I might have to be in The Raid.
You just, you have
stumbling through the door, trying to get my keys. And like,
Three dudes with machetes just start walking down the hallway
as
at
I'm
you.
Trying to find my keys.
And you fend them back with just your house keys.
Yeah, okay. That's, you could have Miguel stumbling drunk into his apartment. And then the fight starts.
Yeah, even like...
stage starts with Miguel.
With Miguel being stumbling drunk, and drunk. Fuck. I love that. That'd be the best. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good... I also thought of a jungle one that doesn't have traditional walls. Like, you know how there's jungle outpost, right?
Yeah.
But it's still just a square, a box with walls.
Yeah.
Can we just get a straight up forest that I'm kicking people into trees and shit?
There's just fucking trees haphazardly placed. That's some Tekken 4 design.
Yeah, I'm thinking more there's just a giant log or something. Disguise the wall a bit so it's not just a box.
I've always been a big fan of just regular ass places. My favorite stage Tekken 4 is the mall.
The mall is great.
I just like fighting people. Ty, we got the Left 4 Dead guest stage. That was just a bunch of cars in a field. That was the stage I used most.
Oh, you mean Walking Dead?
Or Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah. Tekken 4, the underground fight ring where it's just people that are around you?
The airport. There was a lot of good ones. Tekken 4 really did my favorite stages, despite them being logistical nightmares.
Really just any stage is a mundane place where you're just duking it out.
Yeah. I really think grounding Tekken with that, with all the anime bullshit, is cool.
Yeah, I agree. I like to see you're fighting an apartment, you smash that guy through a wall into another whole ass room.
Ty, let's get more TV-based stages.
TV-based?
Yeah, Walking Dead. Yeah, let's get Moe's Tavern in there. Let's get the Bing from Sopranos.
Dude, let's get a...
We can cross over the new Harry Potter game. Whole Hogwarts stage?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we can fight the Joker in Hogwarts, the new guest character.
The guest character from Harry Potter from Tekken?
Ty, the Joker's in all facets of media.
I can't wait for him to show up in Tekken. But he's the Harry Potter version.
The Harry Potter version of the Joker is just regular Joker.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Now, Carter, Tekken 8 after today. What do you think? What are you most excited for sort of moving forward with the reveals? Like, what do you want?
Oh, my God, Ty. I just want to see my fucking characters. What else would I want?
Yeah, that's a great choice. Great choice.
Yeah, I just want to see my dudes in this engine. This engine looks great.
Mm-hmm. Unreal Engine holding it down, man. It looks fucking killer.
It looks next gen, finally. I've complained time and time again, probably on this podcast, but definitely to you outside of this podcast.
I'm going to reserve judgment, okay? Because if Lili is in this game, I need to see her hair.
Jin's hair looked good.
It did. Kazuya's hair looked pretty good too.
Kazuya's hard to tell because like there's no hair, like loose hair.
That's true.
But Jin's loose hair.
Like his bangs and shit.
Yeah, he had bangs and it's all like all over the place. It looked like hair. It didn't look like spaghettis.
Clumped spaghettis.
Yeah, clumps of spaghetti or like just like weird, just blocks that form hair.
Well, I'm excited to see if the hair tech has evolved with that Bandai Namco at friggin' Tekken Studio. But we'll have to wait and see. I'm really excited for the competition between the marketing and the announcements between Street Fighter and Tekken. This will be awesome.
I think is not excited for that?
Who's that?
Capcom.
Capcom was like, come on, guys. Your game looks so good.
Ty, I know I'm being hard on Street Fighter, but I've been iffy on the visual style. And now that I'm seeing, all next gen beauty.
Yeah.
Ty, look at the stage here and then go look at the stage for Street Fighter.
Ooh, let's not compare the stages because the Street Fighter stages are rough. They look like, do you see the Mad Gear dudes in the background of that alleyway? They look like they're from PlayStation fucking 2.
Man, I just wish Street Fighter would stick to their roots, Ty.
Well, we'll have to see in the future if Tekken sticks to its roots.
It's too late for me to be saying these things.
Or if it goes off in directions we hate. Who knows? We're about to find out.
Oh, it's the console wars of fighting games. They're back.
The IP wars. All righty. Carter, this has been Coffee and Combos. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Combos. We will be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music is done by @AmAeroplane on Twitter. We are on Twitter @CoffeeAndCombos. I am on Twitter @TyrossCC. Carter is in the Discord.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes he's a ghost.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not there for a while. And then I pop in and I go, what the fuck? Tekken 8.
And then bang, what a day to pop back in.
Then I'm out again.
If you guys enjoyed the show and what you heard, please consider going to your favorite podcast service and doing the thing where you rate us the 5 stars and you like us and you follow us. That would be awesome. And I think that's it. We'll see you next episode.